Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. This segment brought to you by our good friends at CBD American Shaman. And for a limited time, they are handing out free cans of their ice-cold CBD-infused carbonated coconut and watermelon drinks that I love so much at all of their CBD American Shaman locations. Be sure to mention Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's a great time to try one of these powerfully relaxing drinks for free. Helps me deal with Nate and Jake every morning. Coconut, watermelon, lime, grapefruit, the taste in these drinks is very delicious, and it's a great summer drink. You can drink on its own or mix with your favorite beverage. CBD American Shaman, when the summertime heat has you beat, just remember, life is better with the feather at CBD American Shaman. Now let's talk to one half of the Racing Boys, Kirk Elliott. Good morning, Kirk. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, and boy, and I just listened to your baseball conversation, but I'm a huge baseball fan, guys, so I miss it, but hasn't it been fun reliving the 2014-2015 seasons, watching all those games the last couple of weeks. I've had fun doing that.
Oh, absolutely. I can definitely pass the time watching replays of anything that happened in 2014 and 2015 with the Royals, and, of course, the postseason run this year from the Kansas City Chiefs. So thankfully, we have all those wonderful memories that's all happened here in the last 5 years or so with the Kansas City sports fans. And so you're right, it's been I've had a great amount of fun watching some of those fantastic games from 2014 and 2015. Now, rain, Kirk, has postponed Charlotte's second Cup Series race until tonight. So it got washed out last night, and it's rescheduled for a 6 o'clock start time tonight, which in turn forced NASCAR to move the Xfinity Series race scheduled for Saturday at Bristol Motor Speedway because the turnaround time is too difficult for Fox Sports to leave North Carolina and quickly rebuild its setup in Tennessee under social distancing guidelines. So the Xfinity Series race will be on Monday night instead, a day after the Cup Series. And so we were going to have you talk about what happened in the race, and now we get to have you preview the race tonight. And so what do you expect?
Well, we just have to go back a few days from looking back at the Coca-Cola 600, NASCAR's longest race. Boy, was it a long race when you added the rain delay in on Sunday night. These guys get to turn right back around and go at it again for 500 miles. So if you go back and watch what happened on Sunday night, there's a couple of drivers that you're looking at that have not had a very good last two nights. One of those is Chase Elliott, who got turned around by Kyle Busch at Darlington a few days before that. And he looked like he had the car to beat on Sunday night until his teammate, William Byron, spun out, causing a yellow flag. And I don't know why they asked him to come in. With just two laps to go, there was just going to be a green-white checker finish, but his crew chief, Alec Gustafson, asked Chase Elliott to come in the pit at the end. That cost him the race. That cost him any chance of winning the race, but they did. They came in the pit. He had a fast race car, but in two laps, there was no way he was going to have enough time to come back and try to make a run for it. So Brad Keselowski was the beneficiary of all that. He inherited the lead with that green-white checker overtime finish, and he was able to hang on for his first Coca-Cola 600 win. And so if you look at his situation, he didn't have the fast race car, and they got to invert the way they finished and how they start. So track position's going to that has added an element of different magnitude to these races when they invert how they finished in the previous race. It does change the whole dynamic of the race. So if you look at that kind of a situation, and this race is still at night, the race on Sunday started in the daytime, ended at night, so that did change everything from daytime to night. This is going to be starting a little bit earlier, still a little bit in the daytime at 6 o'clock in the night. So it's going to be a little bit different, but a lot of the ways the same. But I look for Chase Elliott to finally get his luck on his side tonight, and I'm going to pick him to win the race tonight just based on just how he has run, and he has run up front in all of these races. He's bound to pick up a victory at some point, so maybe it's tonight.
Okay, and I can assure you that I do not have DraftKings open, and I am not picking drivers based on what you say in this conversation. So don't worry about that, Jake. I'm not doing that when I listen to Kirk Elliott. But I did have already Clint Bowyer and Chase Elliott, but I got a damn salary cap to work with, Kirk, so I'm going to need some long shots here just a little bit, maybe. But you mentioned Chase Elliott. Can I ask you about Chase Elliott snapping Kyle Busch's seven-race Truck Series winning streak, collecting a $100,000 bounty, and then rubbing a little salt in the wound, borrowing Busch's celebratory bow after the race, which Busch said, imitation is the strongest form of flattery or something. I don't know what it is. I guess it's cute. So what did I liked it.
Well,
what do you think of that?
I thought it was great. You know, anything to add a little spice to the racing action. I don't look for any kind of a big rivalry to come out of this. I mean, Kyle Busch has been around a lot longer than Chase Elliott's been. But I still think that when you throw a $100,000 bonus on top of that, that was put up, Kevin Harvick was one of the drivers that helped organize that. And then the track promoter matched that money put up, that totaled out to $100,000. That kind of money thrown out gave Chase Elliott quite a bit of motivation. But I think what was so shocking about that was Kyle Busch has been so dominant whenever he's run these truck races that it really matter where he's at on the racetrack. At the end, he's going to come down, and he's, like, I think he came in winning seven straight of these truck races. That it was just shocking that he wasn't able to chase down Chase Elliott and pass him. But that motivation of that extra $100,000, I think, and what happened at Darlington in that Cup race a week before, I think helped Chase Elliott there to pull off the win. That was pretty exciting to watch that haul happen and him being able to pull that off.
Speaking of pulling things off, Kurt, I'm just curious about, I said Kurt, I meant Kirk, sorry, but the way that NASCAR is pulling this off, because we're watching and seeing how all these different sports are going to be able to execute things, and this idea of seven races in 11 days, obviously we're hitting a hiccup here with the weather delay and the challenges. I saw, what is it, Kyle Busch and Timmy Hill, are they the only two that are trying to race in all seven of these races in this short period of time?
Yeah, and a lot of that has to do with the availability of these drivers competing in these races. First of all, they got to have a truck or a car to compete in. And Kyle Busch had already, even before the pandemic, had scheduled these races to run in. So this is something that was already organized ahead of time, and with the reshuffling the races around, you only get so many races for these Cup drivers to run the Xfinity or the Truck Series races before you have to quit and just concentrate on Cup. NASCAR came up with some rules a while back that they limited the number of races these drivers could compete in these lower divisions. So once Kyle Busch is through these early races, that's it for him. He has to concentrate on Cup the rest of the year. So it's a challenge, but Kyle Busch is used to that. He's used to running races on the weekends, and you know, some of these other drivers are not, you know, they just haven't had a lot of experience doing that. So it's a challenge in the way that these guys, especially this last weekend where you run 600 miles on Sunday night and then you turn around and run all these other races coming up. There's no doubt it's got to wear on you just a little bit. Takes a little bit of time to prepare to make that all happen. But once Kyle Busch is through these races coming up over the next 3 weeks, the Xfinity and Truck Series, that's it for him. He's got to concentrate on Cup the rest of the way. So I think he can plan himself, hey, you know, I just get through the next few days and that's it. And after that, it's once a week.
So does it help those two maybe more than the rest of the racers to have this thing pushed back a day?
I think so. Gives them just another day's rest. They're going to turn around on Sunday and race at Bristol. That's a taxing racetrack. Bristol's a half-mile high bank racetrack they're going to be going to on Sunday. They're going to go 500 laps at that racetrack. That takes more out of them than running these larger racetracks because you're turning the race car so much, so many times. So, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time to get prepared to race physically in that race on Sunday night. So, yeah, and a little extra day, I don't think, hurts these guys to try to, especially, you know, Kyle Busch, when he raced a couple of days ago from Chase Elliott, too, that they're going to be better rested and ready to go for 500 miles tonight. But it's different. These guys are not used to racing twice a week or three times a week, especially in the Cup Series. These races are much longer than the Xfinity and the Truck Series races. So running two Cup races in 1 week is really pretty taxing when you consider how many miles you ran in each of these Cup races, which is much longer than the lower divisions.
All right, Kirk, just in case there's a sports talk radio producer out there listening that might want help with his DraftKings game tonight, let's hear some names. Let's hear some drivers. You said Chase Elliott, so maybe I've already selected him. Give me a couple of other guys that you feel confident they're going to do. They're going to drive very well tonight, and then maybe a couple of long shots. I could even throw some names out there, but who do you like at the top from the usual suspects?
Well, I look at the teams. Joe Gibbs Racing has been pretty strong here over the last several years, especially at Charlotte Racetrack. And one driver I take a look at is Martin Truex Jr., who won the Coca-Cola 600 a year ago. He's been pretty strong at this racetrack for a number of years, and I look at him as really being one of the favorites tonight. Another one comes from the Stewart Haas Racing, so driver of Ford, and that's Kevin Harvick. He's also had some success in the past at this racetrack, and so he would be a driver. And here's one from the past that really has not raced up front for a number of years now, and that's the seven-time champion Jimmy Johnson, who finished second on Sunday night but was disqualified because there was something with the race car that wasn't legal, but he was still fast. And the Hendrick Motorsports cars have really rebounded. Chase Elliott is one of those drivers, by the way. But look at Jimmy Johnson, who has had an inordinate amount of success at this racetrack and seven-time champion. I look at that would be really a big story if he were able to pull off a race win when he hasn't won in, what, 3 years? So Jimmy Johnson's another driver that I would look at, despite what happened to him in the tech after the race on Sunday night, that Jimmy Johnson 48 car is a driver to really watch tonight.
Jake, Jimmy Johnson will cost you $12,300, so that doesn't leave you much left for the salary cap there. So,
gotta always be playing with those numbers.
Well, that's numbers are there to be played with. Anyone from this group, Austin Dillon, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Ryan Newman, Eric Amarola, any of those long shots that you like maybe to take a flyer on there, Kirk?
Austin Dillon. He's a former winner at he won the Coke 600 a couple of years ago. He's a former Daytona 500 winner. He drives for RCR Racing. He's had a win at Charlotte, and even though he might be considered a long shot, he would be the first driver out of that group that would stick out for me.
Kirk, can I call you repeatedly throughout the day to update this? you know how that goes, Kirk. You know, I get desperate to win. Now, I'd like to hear from you about the pay-per-view that you have coming up. Promote that for all of our wonderful listeners and tell people how they can purchase, how they can follow along, and, again, tell us about all your coverage with the Racing Boys.
Well, here locally, Wyandotte County has agreed with Lakeside Speedway that they can open up their 2020 season tomorrow night, Friday night. This track is located just north of Kansas Speedway, and they have been shut down. They've really gone through a pretty bad time here the last couple of years. They were shut down for a lot of last year because of three floods that affected the racetrack, and now they were delayed this year because of the pandemic, but they've been given the go-ahead to open up their season tomorrow night for their weekly racing, and they're going to limit how people buy tickets. They're going to sell tickets online. They've been doing that here for the last several days. So if you want to go to the races, they're going to take a limit of 1,500 people into the grandstand so people can social distance. So with that limitation, we worked out a deal with Lakeside Speedway. We're going to bring our trailer and trucks and cameras out there, and we're going to shoot the race live for $15. If somebody won't, you know, they can't get to the racetrack or they can't get in because they're going to limit how many people get into the racetrack, you can watch it live tomorrow night on racingboys.com. I think the races start about 7:30, and for $15, people will be able to watch the live broadcast tomorrow night.
And, again, remind people how they can follow along with all the coverage of all the races this weekend. And, again, where people can go to get the pay-per-view.
Go to racingboys.com, and there will be the links on there, some information up there for that. And we'll be tweeting out on our Twitter account and Facebook page about all the information on how people can get signed up to watch that broadcast tomorrow night. And as far as the NASCAR is concerned, we've got our Dee Spencer, who writes for us, and she covers all the NASCAR stuff. She does a great job, and she will be covering all of the events at Charlotte tonight, Bristol this weekend. You can read all about that on our Racing Boys NASCAR Scoop page as part of NASCAR Racing, and racingboys.com is the place to go for all of it.
And so, just to reiterate, you're picking Chase Elliott tonight. Is that right? Is that who you're going to go
That's
with
my
for the
pick
winner
tonight?
All
That's
right.
who I think
All
is
right.
going to get it done. Yes, right. and Clint Bowyer, by the way, man, what bad luck he has had here the last several races. He had a dominant race car at Darlington last week, won the first two stages, and then had a tire go down, hit the wall, and then on Sunday night he pounded the wall. He's been having a fast race car, you know. I think if Clint Bowyer can just get to the end and finish races, that he might have a shot at this. So he's the guy I'm rooting for because he's the local guy. He's the guy from Emporia, Kansas, that I think he's been doing well enough here these last few races. That's another long shot that you could pick out there that I think, wouldn't that be a big deal if we could get Clint Bowyer into victory lane in one of these races?
I'd love it. Absolutely. Hey, Kirk, thank you so much for the time and all the great information. We'll talk to you again very soon, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it, guys.
That's Kirk Elliott. Clint Bowyer, a little expensive here for me under the salary cap, so just very confused. But, Jake, the big takeaway there, Austin Dillon available for $7,000 at DraftKings. That'll help
Sleeper.
Keep you under the old salary cap, won't it?
Kirk liked that one.
Do you think Kirk understands that I wasn't kidding about contacting him repeatedly?
Yeah, I think he fully understands so that you're a complete psychopath when it comes to.
No, is it? Well, it's hey, this helps me watch the race tonight. Like I'm.
No, yeah, no. That's,
what am I?
Whatever you need. Trust me, I'm in. I do things to tell myself stuff all
right.
the time.
Well, I tried to. He said Chase Elliott, Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, and Austin Dillon. I've got a couple of entries here, Jake. So now I'm.
I like Truex.
I think I can fill out the rest because you get to pick six drivers, and so.
I've always liked Truex because it sounds like the name of an auto parts store. I'm gonna head down to Truex Auto Parts.
Like you ever dabble in the DraftKings, Nate, or not?
No, I never have. But a buddy of mine bought stock in DraftKings about a month ago, and he like sends me like daily updates on what the stock has done, and apparently it's like quadrupled in value over
tell
the past
him,
couple months.
You're
tell
welcome.
Him, tell him you're welcome.
Right. right.
I'm guessing he's going to make more money off DraftKings than you guys are.
how about this? Screw you.
You're not a soothsayer.
You're right. I don't know. That was a guess. I said it was a guess on my part. Total guess.
Kirk's an expert, though. That's who I lean
he
on.
He is an expert. So, you're a smart man to listen to the experts.
I do want Clint Bowyer to win. That man was so fired up and excited down in Miami for the Chiefs, for the Super Bowl. All right. Let's Let's take a break. When we come back, Gary Lezak will help me fill out the rest of my DraftKings lineup on Sports Radio 810 WHB.